today on Real Radio.
The Bible talks about the future. So should we. Yeah, but that makes me uncomfortable. Too bad. Let's stay biblical. Let's stay in the Bible. Let's not make stuff up. Let's not see some prophetic fulfillment behind every doorknob, so to speak. And let's look at it in light of the Bible.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack keeps us informed on some current events and Bible prophecy. You know, Pastor Jack believes that every church really should be on a healthy diet of Bible prophecy. And so from time to time, we like to take a break from our current series to bring you just that. So now, with the current events and Bible prophecy update, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
I'm David Jay with my friend, Pastor Jack. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Davey?
Well, I'm doing good, and I'm kind of excited at the fact that last time we did one of these programs, the response was overwhelming.
I was very much surprised. Overwhelming is an understatement, actually, everybody. We did one of these Bible current event prophecy updates. You guys, the response from the listening audience was off the charts. I had no idea that very few people out there attend churches that keep them up on what's happening in the world in light of the Bible. And boy, we struck a tune with the listener, and just so happens that today is one of those days where we need to do it again.
Yeah. And you know, it surprises me whenever I go into a church. I spend a lot of time in many different local churches, you know.
Yep.
It amazes me how little current events is talked about. People just don't address things that are going on in the world from the pulpit. Why is that?
You know, I have my theory. I think it's kind of sound, actually, my theory, yet unproven, untested. But how about this? Many seminaries today, there's, you know, only one, maybe two I can think of that don't do what I'm about to say. But most seminaries today prepare pastors to teach the Bible, yet they avoid what is called, everybody, the doctrine of eschatology.
Right.
In your lessons and learnings and your grip of the Bible, eschatology is what God says about the future. And because of certain views, people have shied away from it and certain abuses. In fact, today we need to talk about some of those abuses. So people will avoid the abusers and not the Bible. And so I think a lot of seminaries today graduate pastors who avoid the situation because it's controversial, because it's abused, and unfortunately, they miss a great blessing. 27% of the Bible is written about the future, and frankly, no one talks more about the future in the Bible than God himself. And in fact, Jesus himself said, "I tell you these things in advance, that when they happen, you will know that I am he." And so there's the reason why all of us should be studying Bible prophecy.
So you brought out a word, and that word was controversial.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you suppose, I mean, I get controversial is controversial. I get that.
Yeah.
Well, why do you suppose it's okay to avoid things that are controversial? Why do you suppose that's okay?
Well, I think people avoid controversial issues that, for example, speaking in the context of a biblical mandate, what I'm saying is this. The Bible talks about the future. So should we. Yeah, but that makes me uncomfortable. Too bad. Let's stay biblical. Let's stay in the Bible. Let's not make stuff up. Let's not see some prophetic fulfillment behind every doorknob, so to speak. And let's look at it in light of the Bible. The second thing is abortion is controversial, yet God demands that every one of his children stand up for the unborn. The redefinition of marriage, controversial, yet God says, "I've created marriage between a male and a female." Gender roles. God is not confused. God says it's a male, female. This is what God says. But see, people will push back because of fear. The fear of man is causing many believers today to depart from speaking truth in love. We need to get back to speaking the truth in love, but by all means, speak the truth.
Do you think some of these pastors were told that if you want to build your church, don't be controversial?
I know that for a fact. I've heard pastors say that. Absolutely. And yet it's a flaw. It's a flaw, everyone, because Jesus, being the Son of God, speaking truth, speaking light into darkness, was controversial. Listen, John Knox, right? John Bunyan, Charles Spurgeon, George Finney, George Whitefield, John Wesley, all of them controversial. All of them shaped the world for Christ. You're going to be controversial if you stand for truth, because truth demands that you be unwavering. And so it's unavoidable. Jesus said, and listen, Davey, this is a tough one. Everybody out there, you listening? Are you sitting down? Wrap your heart around this.
Go ahead.
Jesus said they hated him first. They're going to hate us also. Yeah. Think of that. Jesus said we're going to be hated because he was hated. Why would we be hated? Well, why was Jesus hated? Because he spoke truth.
Okay, so let's jump into our topic for today. And I wanted to start things off. I'm going to throw this term out at you, okay? Prophetic hysteria.
Yeah.
Go. It's all yours.
Right now, you guys, we are in a state of prophetic hysteria. I love the way you just put that, Davey, because all across the internet, all over the place, people are either panicking or poo-pooing prophecy. There's this hysteria that's out there, everyone, and it's increasing. And I believe a lot of it started with the four blood moon type stuff.
Yeah.
Where people said, oh, you know what? I've aligned these portions of verses together, and I've got these ancient manuscripts, and I've got this celestial ball, and it lands on this verse, and it kind of folds over to this passage, and it means that this is what's going to happen on this day. For example, we just came through a national eclipse.
Right.
And we were told by Bible teachers that there's going to be a series of earthquakes that follow the eclipse. As the eclipse enters Oregon and goes out by North Carolina, all along the path, these prophets said that there's going to be a string of earthquakes. And in fact, one guy went so far to say that America could probably be broken up into three pieces from these series of earthquakes. Yeah. And so he also talked about, you know, some other things about, we're not supposed to set dates, but the rapture will probably happen before the 23rd of September. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, that is prophetic hysteria. That is not what God is talking about. And to prove it to you, people today are now saying, well, there was no earthquakes in the eclipse. Was God wrong? Is my Bible wrong? No, the false prophet that spoke to you is wrong. And we've got to be careful. Eclipses come and go. But Pastor, you said there's, you know, the Bible says there's going to be signs in the heavens. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There is going to be signs in the heavens, but not just at any old time, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, let me read something to you.
Go ahead.
This is out of Luke chapter 21.
Right.
This is the Olivet Discourse. This is the prophetic announcement that Jesus Christ gives to the last generation.
Luke chapter 21, verses 20 to 28. Got it.
Is what I want to read. Go ahead and read the whole chapter later, everybody. But listen to this, and I want you to listen carefully. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, well, we don't see that right now.
Right.
Then know that its desolation is near. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the midst of her, that's Jerusalem, depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance. That's Isaiah chapter 26. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the wrath of Almighty God. This is what's referred to in the Bible as the latter half of the tribulation period. This is the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written might be fulfilled. That's powerful.
Yeah.
So we don't have to guess as to when these things are going to be happening. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon. Listen up, everybody.
Yeah.
And in the stars and on earth, distress among nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Before I read any further, that is the verse that people use during the four blood moon.
Right.
Hysteria.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't say the sun will be darkened and the moons, plural, will turn to blood. There's only one moon.
Yeah.
It says the sun and the moon. And in the day that the moon appears to look like blood is the exact same day the sun doesn't shine.
Hmm.
But everybody got caught up in the four blood moons. But let me ask you, did the sun still shine during the four blood moons?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
They took a verse out of context and made it a pretext. They did Bible interpretation wrongly. They wrongly divided the word of truth. Let me keep reading. In those days, so then, verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see, notice then, that's a timestamp. When? Then, he says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they will see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, he's speaking to the believers, look up. Lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Let me just give you the Bible's interpretation of the Bible. Not Jack's, not producer Steve's, not Davies.
Okay.
The Bible is saying, in this particular context here, it is the last half of the tribulation period, and these miraculous vengeance, signs, and wonders are going to appear during that period of time. And you might say, well, that's just Luke's opinion. Matthew says the same thing in Matthew 24.
Okay.
Mark says the same thing in chapter 13.
Yeah.
They say the same thing that Isaiah says.
Right.
They say the same thing that Joel says, that Ezekiel says. Are you with
yeah.
me? That book
yeah.
of Revelation mm-hmm. says, let
right.
the Bible interpret the Bible, and you won't have people selling you a bunch of million-dollar selling volumes of books, and then the date passes, and you're holding nothing more than a bunch of worthless paper.
Yeah.
Don't be
yeah.
deceived by these people in these last days.
So I have some very specific topics that I want to continue on, but I want to throw this out at you real quick.
Yeah.
What would you say to the person that just went through the eclipse and their theological basis was destroyed? What do you say to that person?
Well, you know what? I would say to them, look, it's not like I want to say, Davey, I told you so.
Yeah.
Get back to the Bible, friend. Back to the Bible. The Bible. Read it cover to cover, inside and out. The Bible. The Bible. Stop listening to internet prophets. Stop listening to people who pop up out of the woodwork, and they've got a word from the Lord for you in these last days. Oh, I've got a word from the Lord about the eclipse. I've got, God showed me regarding the hurricanes that this is what he is saying. Stop that stuff. It's absolutely whimsical, and it leads people astray. Back to the word. That's where you need to go.
So I was on the internet last night checking out the hurricane, and this woman who said she was a prophet said that she could take authority over the hurricane and stop the hurricane. How's that going?
Well, where was she when Harvey hit Texas? We
yeah,
could have
exactly.
used her.
Yeah.
This is exactly I'm looking for a Hebrew word to baloney. This is exactly the baloney.
I think you got it.
This is exactly the baloney that leads people astray because, look, most of these people are very charismatic.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why we're going to take this on, Davey, right here in the main sanctuary of the church that we serve at mm-hmm. on October 25th and November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be doing a Facebook Live on prophecy, the events of the world and how we're to view them to combat this crazy hysteria. And I'm honestly asking for the world to tune in because so many people are being led astray at a time like this, and they're losing their way because somebody said, the Lord told me to tell you. No, no,
yeah.
friends, back to the word of God.
So, Pastor Jack, let me get right to my next question, and that is this. What do you think's fueling all this?
I think there's a lot of things fueling this. Number one, let's be honest. We've never been this far down the calendar before in human existence.
Yeah, okay.
Number two, let's all agree the world's gone nuts. I mean, we've got a lot of freaky things going on all over the planet, okay?
Yeah.
We have things as benign as those things I mentioned a moment ago, civil unrest in America and increasing in the world, all kinds of strange lawlessness seems to be rising. Okay, I agree with you on that. But Davey, here's the big deal. This coming September 23rd, just a day or two away from where we're at in this broadcast, there is going to be the celebration. There's the fall festivals of the Jewish calendar. They're very significant, no doubt about it.
Right.
And the Jewish people will observe them. And I do believe that all the seven feasts of Moses, as they're affectionately called, you can read about those in Leviticus 23. We need to know them. We need to study them. They're beautiful. Christ in them. It's all over. However, if somebody was to Google September 23rd, in fact, you barely even get that down on your Google search. If you put in September or S-E-P-T, September 23rd jumps up.
Right.
And I just did it just now a second ago. Here's what's trending. By the way, this was a week and a half ago, you guys. This was the number one thing trending on Google worldwide. What will happen on September 23rd? Will the world end on September 23rd? The apocalypse will begin on September 23rd. It's written in the pyramids. Another one, Revelation 12 will be fulfilled. I can guarantee you that's not going to happen. Revelation 12 is in the latter half of the tribulation period. Biblical signs in the sky, September 23rd. What does September 23rd tell us? There's going to be the X planet will destroy Earth in September 23rd. On and on it goes, you guys. Apparently, the world's going to come to an end on September 23rd. Well, guess what? Well, here's one that says the rapture's going to happen on September 23rd.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer. That guy just blew it for all the rest of us because Jesus said concerning the day and the hour, nobody knows. So this guy thinks he knows. So now the rapture can't happen on September 23rd. But wow, you know what? We know this, though, from the Bible, that the world's not going to come to an end on September 23rd. Right. You've got a diversity of people saying what's going to happen, i.e. hysteria.
Yeah.
They're taking a Jewish calendar. They're taking a glimpse of what's going on in the world around them. And who knows, maybe, you know, they add these things together and they come up with this prophetic soup.
Yeah.
Like alphabets floating.
Yeah.
And they try to discern the tea leaves of what's going to happen. And listen, here's the sad thing about that. And this is what happened again with the four blood moons. Nothing happened during the blood moons. And then 6 months later, there's an earthquake. And people say, see, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that, friends.
Yeah, that's unfair.
That makes you a false prophet.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah.
God in the Bible is specific. He doesn't throw darts and he doesn't do that stuff. And so there's a lot of hype right now. There's a lot of panic. And I believe this is just going to fuel people's argument to not believe in God and to give up. And that's tragic. Shouldn't be.
So you talked about the death planet, and I heard someone talking the other day on one of the networks about North Korean missiles being mistaken for the death planet. Can you address that?
Well, I would assume that a nuclear bomb, you know, 100 feet from your face might look like a death planet.
Yeah.
But think about what you heard, how insane that is. Look, a nuclear ICBM hydrogen bomb is a bomb on a missile, and it's coming your way. A North Korea nuclear attack on the United States or any other part of the world, for that matter, is not a death planet.
Right.
And this is where, Davey, this craziness happens. Because something doesn't come to pass like somebody says, that now the next thing is that does happen is, oh, that's what I meant to say, or yeah, that's the real meaning of what I was trying to say. Or you see, California just had in early September this incredible West Coast heat wave.
Yeah.
Well, that's from the eclipse, you see.
Yeah.
Listen, when you do that stuff, ladies and gentlemen, now all of a sudden, as the Bible warns, no prophecy is given. in the scripture for a private interpretation. And yet we see people privately interpreting signs around them and then saying that the Bible backs it up. And friends out there, I want you to know your Bible better than knowing what people are posting.
So let me throw this at you real quick, just before we're just about ready to wrap the program up. But I want to throw this thought out. Is there anything significant within the last, I don't know, few weeks that's happened in Jerusalem that would make you say, hey, folks, pay attention?
That's a great, great question. I'll tell you the reason why. Something always seems to be happening in Jerusalem. And when something does happen in Jerusalem, it's almost always significant. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, what do I base that on? Because the Bible says in the last days, Jerusalem will become a trembling stone to the nations of the world. Yeah. So whatever goes on in Jerusalem that catches international attention, that's important. Has there been some rise, for example, of the Temple Institute saying that they're going to rebuild the temple? Yeah, that's going on. Are people saying, is Europe saying that the only true answer to the Middle East peace process is one dominant leader? I agree. The Bible calls him the Antichrist.
Yeah.
But he's not here yet. Mm-hmm. So you see what I'm saying? Everything that happens on my nightly news channel doesn't mean it's prophetic, but I do analyze everything I do here on my nightly news broadcast through the lens of Bible prophecy. And in my mind, with my Bible, I throw things out. I file things over here in the label or in the file of waiting for more information, or I see something where, wow, that's significant. For example, today while we're talking, Russia is strongly now with the defeat of ISIS. You know, people, listen to this. Donald Trump comes into office and ISIS is defeated now. They're running. In fact, they're in buses. They're actually, Hezbollah got buses for ISIS and they're leaving. Amazing. ISIS is done. Who did it? Donald Trump wiped out ISIS in a matter of months.
Yeah.
But what happened? Russia and Iran filled the gap. They moved right into the territories and we paved the way for Russia now to be in the Middle East.
Isn't that amazing?
Does that have prophetic significance? I don't know. I'm going to file that one and watch because the Bible does tell me Russia will be involved in the Middle East someday.
Yeah.
Looks like the doors are opening for that, but I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, ladies and gentlemen.
So we have to wrap up, but I asked you to do this earlier in the program, but I want to close the program out this way. And that is, can you talk to the folks that are involved in the prophetic hysteria right now? Where do we go?
Hey, you guys, if you're out there and you're freaking out about this, that, and the other thing happening, listen, I'm going to tell you where to go, where the Holy Spirit tells me where to go. And where I tell my family where to go, and where I tell this church that I pastor where to go, and that is to the Bible. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, the Bible says that the spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ. Go to the Bible, go to the Word of God, stay in the scriptures. And listen, when you go to the scriptures, stay in chapters. Don't pull out a verse, chapters, books of the Bible, read the Bible.
Pastor Jack keeps us informed on some current events and Bible prophecy. You know, Pastor Jack believes that every church really should be on a healthy diet of Bible prophecy. And so from time to time, we like to take a break from our current series to bring you just that. Hey, did you know that if you've missed any episodes of Real Life with Jack Hibbs, that we have you taken care of? There are so many ways to catch up. You can visit our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You can download the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet, or you can visit us on Pastor Jack's YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Are you strong in your faith, but you're not really sure how to approach a non-believer about it? Well, Pastor Jack has a great video that you can either watch yourself to learn more or send to a friend. It's a video called Know God. That's K-N-O-W, Know God. Go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click on the Know God tab. Maybe you could send a friend or loved one there to watch it, or maybe you can just watch it yourself and learn a little bit more about presenting the Lord to another person. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.